Doug, could you briefly remind us the level of physicality intensity of NFL training camps when you played, and then compare it to now when obviously there are a lot of rules about the limitations on how much you hit, and is that enough in your view to get it done, to get a team ready for day one?
Well, I think we got to be fair because the same rules apply to every team in this league. So we can't use that as an excuse, and I'm certainly not going to compare it to the days when I played without the face mask. but no. You know, the excuse of not being able to do some of the things that we haven't done, we can't make that excuse as far as the rules are concerned because every team has to play up under the same rules. We just got to be cognizant of it and train the guys, hey, this is what has to happen. You know, we don't get a chance to hit, to practice tackle. You know, in the game time, your mindset should be tackle. You know, I watch DJ Swearinger, who I feel like has brought a lot of swag to this defense. There's no doubt in my mind you don't have to tell him that when the game start that you got to tackle, this tackle football. And I think once he get out there, you're going to get a lot of guys that's probably going to follow DJ, and I think that's what we needed, and he's here hopefully to lead us down that path.
Doug, here in the back. What do you think the team has gained in the 2 weeks here in Richmond as opposed to being in Ashburn?
Well, we're in a training camp. We can do some things that we weren't able to do in Ashburn. We can bring everybody together. We can put on shoulder pads. We can do whether or not it's thumping or a little tackling. You know, early on in this camp, we did let the younger guys go all out and have a tackle. You know, they didn't get a chance to do that in Ashburn. So I think when you get in a situation where you got pads on and you're together all the time, you're meeting together, you eat together, it forms a little continuity, and I think that's what camp is all about.
How much of a concern is losing Trent Murphy for the season?
Well, you know, we was going to lose Trent for four games, but Trent was having a pretty good camp, and we know what Trent did last year. Quite naturally, you don't want to lose anybody, but Trent Murphy was a big part of outside linebacker. And knowing that you're not going to have him, now somebody else has to step up. You know, this is a great opportunity for Gallette, who's missed the last 2 years, to stay healthy and be that guy. If not, you know, we're going to have to go with the Ryan and the Preston, and Ryan Anderson going to have to step up and be a good player for, and Chris Carter going to have to fill in somewhere. But I think at the end of the day, we're still going to be pretty good on the outside if we stay healthy.
Team, where are your remaining concerns that you want to see answered between now and the start of the season?
Well, I think number one, you know, like I say, the starters only played briefly Thursday. I think you can't tell that until you see them play a certain amount of time, get a quarter under their belt, get a half under their belt, and then you go assessing, hey, where we really need help, and that's when you start calling teams and doing things and wanting to do the have this or what have you. That's if you need a guy in that position. But I think this week going to help us kind of detail that, where we are, where we'd like to be, and what we might need to get there.
Is there, going with that, over here on your right, Doug?
What about?
Right.
Okay.
Going along with that, is there a certain position group that you're going to be focusing on?
No, not at this point because, like I said, coming to training camp, I think talent-wise, we got talent at every position. But we want to see what guys as a group function well together and what we need to do to get it to function that way if they don't.
Doug, off the Redskins, assuming that Colin Kaepernick can still play, and your thoughts on that, and if you think that he can play, why is he not in an NFL camp?
Well, you know, Kaepernick is not my concern. We got three guys in camp, and those are the guys that we're going to concentrate on at this time. Well, I'm not thinking hypothetical. I'm going to think the way it is right now. We got three guys, and that's what we're going with.
You talked about Junior Gallette before. Do you feel like you guys can rely on him considering the injury history he's coming back from?
Well, you know, I'm going to give him a little credit, too, from this standpoint. How many guys that can have two Achilles on different ankles and work as hard as he has to get back to this point? I think he did that. I mean, he can't control a little tweak of the hamstring. I do believe if we can get him on the field, we'll see some of the Junior Gallette that we are looking for. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say I think we'll get something out of it.